Oh, good morning. Lovely to see you all here this morning. My name's Pete. I'm one of the clergy team here, if we've not met before. And this morning is Good Friday. And we're going to spend a couple of minutes thinking about that passage. But I need some of the children's help. So if the children, if you could come out the front, come and sit down here, because I'm going to need your help with a couple of things, okay? So if you come down and sit down here, that'd be super, super helpful. Come on down. Come on, quickly, quickly, quickly. Now, while you're coming, I've got a question to start with, okay? Which of these is the odd one out? Okay? Which of these is the odd one out? Spend 2 seconds telling the person next to you which of these is the odd one out. Go for it. Quickly tell them. Okay. Stop there. Which is the odd one out? The odd one out is the
coffin.
It's the coffin, isn't it? You see, it's the coffin. See, chocolate cake? Good. Friends and a hug? Good. Presents? Good. But a coffin? Death? Well, that's bad, surely. But weirdly, do you know what we call today? What do we call today? We call it Good Friday. But you know, a Good Friday is the day that we remember that Jesus died. And yet we call it Good Friday. What a weird thing to do. But this morning, we're going to consider how good Good Friday is. Okay, we're going to consider why we would call it that, why we would call it Good Friday. Because on that first Good Friday, kind of 2,000 years ago, real events really happened. There was a man whom that day was really good for. Okay, there was one person at least that Good Friday was an excellent day. And he was in our passage that we just hadn't read, and his name begins with B. Anyone know who it was? Barabbas. That's right. You see, Good Friday was a really good day for Barabbas because Barabbas got to go free. You see, on Good Friday, the guilty got to go free. That's what we're remembering this morning. Now, I need a couple of volunteers. I need someone to play the part of Barabbas for us. Come on then, Jensen, up you come. Okay, here we go. I need you to put this on, because you see, Barabbas, he wasn't a very nice guy, okay? And he was a prisoner, so let's chain your hands together, nice and tight. You can't get out, that'd be excellent. Here we go. And then if you just kneel here for us, just kneel there, excellent. Now, I need you to judge whether you think he's guilty or innocent. So let me tell you a bit about him. See, he was a prisoner, he was a criminal, and he'd helped take part in an uprising, okay, a kind of a rebellion against the government. And he'd been a murderer. So everybody, I need you to decide, was he guilty or was he innocent? Shout, guilty or innocent, now go. What was he? That's right, he was absolutely right. He was guilty. So we can give him here. Can you hold on to that? Can you just about hold those? Excellent. Guilty. Now, I need another volunteer. Lovely. Yes, Poppy. Is it Poppy? Yes, Poppy. Come on up here. We need you to be Pilate. Okay, come and sit on this chair here. You get a crown because you are the local ruler. And you're going to need to say a few words in just a minute. So you hold on to that. I'm going to put that down there. Now, Pilate was the local Roman ruler, and a man called Jesus. We need another volunteer. Thanks, Judah. Come on up. I need you to put this T-shirt on just to show that you're someone a bit different. Whoop. And I need two more volunteers. Whoop. Can you put that on? Hey! Lovely. Harry and Esther, you come on up. Because we've also got some Jewish leaders. These are all our characters. Come on up, Harry. You can stand behind Judah, or behind Jesus, in fact. Lovely. You're a Jewish leader. Perfect. And come over here, Esther. Whoop, let's get you dressed. Perfect. Lovely. Turn around. Looks a bit more like Mary from the Nativity, but that's all right. You're Jewish leaders. Okay, and look a bit grumpy. Yeah, excellent. Now, the Jewish leaders, they had arrested Jesus and brought him to Pilate, the Roman governor. And they wanted Pilate to execute him. They wanted Pilate to execute Jesus. But I need you to decide, was Jesus innocent or was Jesus guilty? Let me tell you a few things about him. Okay, so throughout his life, he'd been really nice to people. He'd been done really kind things. He'd even healed people miraculously. He'd cast out demons. He'd even raised at least one person from the dead. So, do you think he's guilty or innocent? Shout now, guilty or innocent?
Innocent!
Ugh. Innocent! Perfect. Okay, you can hold that. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Perfect. Now, Pilate knew that these grumpy Jewish leaders, give me another grumpy look on your face. Perfect. Pilate knew that the Jewish leaders only wanted to send Jesus off to be executed, had only arrested him out of self-interest, our passage says. Jesus was kind of ruining their deal, kind of treading on their toes, getting in their way. Everyone was liking Jesus rather than them. So they wanted him executed. And Pilate knew this. He knew that Jesus was innocent. And thankfully, at this time of year, Pilate would always release one prisoner. And he'd get the crowd to pick who it was. So let's find out what happened. Let's find out who the crowd chose. Okay, Pilate, I need you to read your line. And then everyone who's got a Bible, everyone in your seats, I need you to play the part of the crowd. Okay, you need to be looking in verse 21. And Pilate's going to ask the question, and then you're going to answer with a reply, okay? So, Pilate, you asked,
which of the two do you want me to release to you?
And the crowd said, one. What? Check again. Have a look in your Bible. Is that right? Say it again.
Of the two, do you want me to release to you?
And the crowd said?
Yes.
Weird. You wanted the guilty one to go free? That's very strange, isn't it? But it's true. That's exactly what happened. Barabbas, the guilty one, look down at verse 26, is the one who gets released. Very strange. But that's what happened on Good Friday, because on Good Friday, there was a big Good Friday swap. So you guys need to swap places and you need to swap signs. Here we go. You go over here. You come over here. Take that. Because on Good Friday, it wasn't just that Barabbas got released. Look down at verse 22. The pilot asked the crowd a second question. Go for it, Pilate.
What I do then with Jesus, who is called Messiah?
And the crowd answered,
crucify him.
What? Are you sure? Verse 23, what did they say?
Crucify him.
Very strange. Jesus, even though he'd been innocent, was being treated like a guilty person. Executed. But you see, that's the Good Friday swap. Barabbas goes free, and Jesus goes to be executed as a criminal. And it's all a big picture of what Jesus is doing on the cross for you and I. See, on Good Friday, Jesus takes the punishment that people like Barabbas deserve. And people like Barabbas, even though they deserve punishing, get to go free. See, on Good Friday, the guilty go free. And it's not just Barabbas that this is true for. See, everyone who trusts in Jesus can go free, even though we're guilty. And as I say that, you know, you and I, we're guilty. You might be thinking, hold on, I'm nothing like Barabbas. I'm not a murderer. Don't be ridiculous. But you know what? There are all sorts of different people in our story who also are guilty. You see, our Jewish leaders, they were guilty. See, they were all self-interested. They wanted stuff for themselves. They cared way more about their reputation than they did about doing what was right. And you see, Pilate, he also, take that, whoop. Very good. He also was guilty. You see, he knew that Jesus was innocent. But by the end of our story, he's allowed Jesus to be carted off to get executed. Weird. But it's because he knew that if he didn't send him off, then this whole crowd who were shouting, crucify him, then there'd be this huge uproar. And do you know what? Pilate wanted an easy life. He just wanted to kind of to go with the flow. He didn't want to stir up any problems, even though he knew what he was doing was wrong. And the crowd, you are... That's right. They were kind of swept up with all that was going on. They knew it was wrong, but actually they just wanted to do what everyone else was doing. They wanted to fit in. And do you know what? We're all a little bit like some of these characters. You know, sometimes we just want to fit in rather than doing what's right. Sometimes we're self-interested. We want the glory. Sometimes we just want an easy life rather than doing what's right. And so we are guilty. But the good news of Good Friday is that the guilty go
free.
Yes! This brilliant swap is what happens. The guilty get to go free. So let's take this chain off you, Barabbas, and you can walk off home. Say bye-bye. Cheerio. Do you know Barabbas? He gets to go home. He got to walk out of the prison gate. He got to go home and sleep in his own bed. He got to go and spend time with his family. He got to go truly free. This is a moment where we can also thank our other actors. Give them a big thank you. A bit of a round of applause. If you guys want to go and sit down. Perfect. Thank you so much, guys. Well done. Just put those down there. That's lovely. See, Barabbas got to go free. A bit of Good Friday freedom. And actually, freedom, we kind of know what that feels like, don't we? When freedom from something bad, from some kind of punishment. I need another volunteer. Young man, come here. If you could come and sit up here. Just sit on the step there. Now, you see, when we're in trouble sometimes we have to sit on the step, don't we? You know, you've done something bad, you have to sit there for the minutes that you are old. How old are you? You're 10. 10 whole minutes, that's quite a long time. Or maybe you get sent to your room. Put your hand up if you ever had to go on the step or got sent to your room. Yeah, adults, you too. You see, sometimes you get grounded or have our phones taken away or something like that. But imagine how good it would be if 30 seconds into your time on the step, your parent comes along and says, all right, off you go. You go free. I'll sit there in your place. I'll do the 10 minutes or the 36 minutes. It's quite a long time, really, isn't it? Maybe, you know, or I'll take the grounding. I'll have my phone taken away or no TV time for a week. Imagine how good that would feel if someone took your punishment for you. Or adults, I wonder how many of you have ever got one of these. Do you know what this is? It's got a little kind of little police badge in the top right-hand corner. It says, conditional offer of fixed penalty. You were the driver or supervisor of motor vehicle, blah, 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 driving at this amount in this zone. It's a speeding fine. Do you know the sinking feeling when that arrives in the post? You kind of remember when the camera flashed and you think, oh no, I'm guilty. But imagine if you turned over the page and down towards the end of the letter, it said something like this. It said, but we are excited to inform you that the Chief Constable of Speeding Fines, Mr. F.R. Edom, has decided to take the penalty, to take the points on his license, and to pay the fine on your behalf. You can now go completely free. You'll never hear from us again. Imagine how good that would be. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, do you know what? We're all guilty. We've all got things we regret. We've all got things that we wish we hadn't done. And the good news of Good Friday is that the guilty get to go
free.
But last thing on this, I want you to imagine, take your hand like this. I want you to imagine it's a piece of card. And you've got your pen. Take your pen. And take a moment just to think of something that you're embarrassed about, something that you know that makes you guilty. Something in your life you would be utterly ashamed if anyone knew about. And write it on your card. Take just a moment to do that. The wonderful thing about this pen and paper is the person next to you can't read it. But write it on your card. And once you've written it down, fold your bit of card over. And then I want you to imagine Jesus is standing in front of you. And he holds out his hand, smiles at you, says, "Give me your card." And you hand it to him. Hand it over to him. He takes your guilt. He takes your shame. He takes that thing that you've done. And then those of you sitting in seats, look in the pocket in front of you. Look in the seat pocket in front of you. And you should find a little card like this. Grab that. It should be plenty. It says on it, "Freedom." Jesus, imagine he's standing in front of you and he hands you this card instead. He's taken your guilty card and he gives you this one, the one that says "Freedom" on it. Jesus died on Good Friday for the guilt of, and then you can write your name in there. Take it home with you. Because this is what Jesus gives us on Good Friday. This is why it's so good. For all those things that we could write on our own card, Jesus takes them and passes us the freedom card instead. Freedom from any kind of punishment that God should give us. And like Barabbas, right? Barabbas went home, didn't he? Got to go home and spend time with his family, sleep in his own bed. And the truth of the Christian faith is that everyone who trusts in Jesus gets one of these freedom cards and gets to go home. Gets to look forward to a life living with God forever, never to be punished. That is what makes Good Friday so good, because on Good Friday, the guilty go
free.
Let me pray for us. You guys have sat really well. Well done. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you. You sent your Son into the world to die on a cross for us, that the guilty, us, could go free, could face no punishment whatsoever, could go free and look forward to living with you forever. Please help us to be thankful for that today, this Good Friday, and remember it all our days. In Jesus' name, amen. You've done really well. If you want to go back to your seats as Adam comes up,